All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and hope you all had a great Memorial Day weekend. 161 days until you become the ultimate jury and you get to make the decision which direction this country will be headed. There's been no bigger choice election in our lifetimes. You hear it all the time. This time it is, well, the biggest choice ever, and a lot on the line. Our way of life, our free market capitalist system hanging in the balance. America as we know it is either going to, you know, buy into the socialist utopian lie of the left on steroids and human growth hormone at massive doses, or we're going to stay the course, recover from the virus, which we're going to have a lot to say about today. But ultimately, you're going to be the ones that make the decision. And let me just start pointing out, if you're from North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Ohio, if you live in the great state of Pennsylvania, if you live in Michigan, if you live in Minnesota, if you live in Wisconsin, if you live in Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, the 2nd Congressional District of Maine, all eyes and focus are on you, because those are the states that will ultimately determine, in my view, based on my analysis and 31 years of doing this, whether or not you'll hear the words that we can now project Donald J. Trump as being reelected the 45th president of the United States. That is going to be your decision, not the media, not the mobs, not the Democrats. As long as we can prevent them from cheating, that's always a little, you know, something in the equation that may pop itself up. I think I have a new Joe Biden favorite. It's not what you think it is, because he did say this weekend, he says, any African-American who backs Trump ain't black. Okay. Then he actually said, Biden, I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Let's listen to Joe, the forgetful one.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden. Now, that might, in a really screwed up world, actually end up being true. Then we have the comment that has gotten so much play. Joe Biden, you know, his deplorables moment. He's now had two of them, and saying that, well, I'll play him saying that, well, if you're going to vote for Trump and you're black, you're not black. That you ain't black. Listen.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Oh. In other words, then you ain't black. The same guy, you can't work at a Dunkin' Donuts or 7-Eleven unless you have a slight Indian accent. My state is a slave state. The same guy. That's right. I don't want to play. The same guy that goes out there and makes the comments, yeah, it's first time you got an African-American who's good looking and clean and articulate. Okay. Imagine if Donald Trump said any of the above, but this was a disastrous interview. A radio host, Charlemagne, and if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, you ain't black. Okay, imagine if, in fact, that was Trump saying that. One of the squad members, Congresswoman Omar, says she believes Joe Biden sexually assaulted Tara Reid. That is interesting. Whether or not the mob and the media would ever want to pick up on that. No, they only if the squad is beating up Donald Trump. Biden claimed the NAACP had always endorsed him. They say it never happened. So a little problem there. There was a very powerful response by the head of BET, Black Entertainment Television, co-founded it in 1980. That Biden should spend the rest of his campaign apologizing to every black person he meets. Vice President Biden's statement today represents the arrogant, out-of-touch attitude of a paternalistic white candidate who has the audacity to tell black people, the descendants of slaves, that they're not black unless they vote for him. This proves unequivocally that the Democratic nominee believes that black people owe him their vote without question, even though we as black people know it's exactly the opposite. That's what he said. He should spend the rest of the campaign, you know, apologizing. What's interesting is the mob, the meat, they just want this to go away. You know, I shouldn't have been such a wise guy. That was one of many excuses. Okay. You know, Charlemagne, you know, made an interesting observation. I believe it was him pushing back the day after this became public. And he says, you know, I see black communities all across America catching hell, regardless of who's in the White House. The one thing you cannot deny is pre-coronavirus, well, who created jobs in the black community, Hispanic community, Asian community, women? If we're going to do demographic politics, identity politics, women in the workplace, youth unemployment, African-American youth unemployment, that would be Donald Trump, who set record after record after record because Joe and Barack said those jobs ain't coming back. Well, they didn't do anything to bring the jobs back. And still, by the way, they had a terrible shooting weekend in Chicago this weekend. And all these years later, that problem has never been resolved. And the battle between red states and blue states, yeah, that's only going to heat up now as states like Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and California start demanding massive amounts of money, but yet they keep in place their sanctuary policies, their, you know, free money for illegal immigrants policies. They care not about the cost, the impact of taxpayers on the educational system, the healthcare system, and the criminal justice system. Remember, they aid and abet even those that should be handed over to ICE. They don't allow that. How often have other crimes been committed in the meantime? I think it's going to be a big deal, the whole issue of the border in this campaign, but that's 161 days away. Look, Biden's not going to get a pass either. I mean, you know, he's going to have to answer for his role in the deep state, his own unmasking of General Flynn. He's going to have to respond. We have new information with John Solomon today that was really mind-blowing. What did Obama know, Biden know, when did they know it? He actually has a very powerful timeline of FBI documents, some that we've never seen before, newly released text messages with Strzok and Page that put Barack Obama in the Obamagate narrative. There are questions that they will both have to ask. Then you got, you know, Joe and zero experience Hunter in Ukraine, and you're not getting the billion unless you fire the prosecutor. Then you got a watchdog group raising questions about Chinese influence as it relates to all things Biden. And then the big, you know, elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. And that is, does Joe Biden have the strength, the stamina, the mental alertness, acumen, energy required for the hardest job in the world? Whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump is full of life and energy. He never stops. He's fighting every single day. Joe's been in hiding in his basement throughout the entire coronavirus pandemic. And he can't even do that well because they can't even put a simple podcast up, which, you know, a young kid can put up. We have a lot as it relates to the coronavirus today. Now, look, we all watched all weekend long, all of us, and we saw how people were reacting around the country. There is a conflict now between many of the states and their unwillingness to reopen and the people of those states that want to get back to normal life. You know, there are state legislators now calling into many probes into the nursing home policies. We're going to get to New York, which is really unique to watch one guy dodge responsibility. I've never seen anybody like Governor Cuomo. Well, we have a list of all the excuses he's made. But anyway, the California's reopening plan discriminates against places of worship, according to the Justice Department. Then you have state legislatures now calling for probes into the nursing home policies. Interestingly, all blue states. All blue states. It is an unmitigated disaster what they have done. Forcing COVID-19 patients into long-term care facilities for the elderly and nursing homes. It has resulted in thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths. And for Cuomo, now apparently he's deleted his own executive order from March 25th. But on the 29th, he was followed by the governor of New Jersey forcing these patients into nursing homes. Then, not to be outdone, they did the same thing in the state of Pennsylvania. And then, you know, then we have shut down Whitmer. I mean, unbelievable. The worst handling of this short of New York of any other governor in the country. And I'm watching all of this unfold. This can't even happen, but it is. And that's the scary part. We've got a scandal in Michigan in terms of a nursing home attack there in the Detroit area, a brutal beating of a Detroit nursing home man that took place, 75 years old. But if you go around the country, then we have the embattled governor Whitmer now is in hot water because her own husband is requesting that, made a specific boat request. Can I put my boat in the water? Does it matter if my wife's the governor? Yikes. I think that's pushed a lot of people down, but citizens are pushing back against lockdown orders all around the country. The lockdowns continue to hurt in other ways as well. California doctors saw, quote, a year's worth of suicides last month amid coronavirus lockdown. We'll get to that in a second. There's a study that came out that I want to share with you. I'll ask Dr. Oz about it today. Then, of course, the New York Times and their big article, which they had to make a correction on, Toilet Paper Times, wrong again, because they included in their list of coronavirus deaths suspected homicide victims. Whoopsie-daisy. How would that ever happen? And CNN is offering great advice, posting guidelines how to safely avoid a sunburn in the age of coronavirus. Huh? How to safely avoid a sunburn in the age of coronavirus. Linda, did you see this poor woman at a grocery store in Staten Island?
She
didn't wear a mask? Oh, man.
It's horrible.
What? They chased this woman down the aisles.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Get out of here.
Disgusting.
Get out of here.
It's disgusting.
Listen to this. They'll show it tonight.
Get out.
Get out. Get out. And they're like chasing this lady. I think people could be a little nicer about it, but that's, you know, New York's been through a lot. Virginia Governor Northam, he's now under fire for a Virginia Beach visit without a mask that he's insisting everybody else wear. Do as I say, not as I do. And Gretchen Lockdown Whitmer tried to go boating while ordering Michigan residents to stay home. Whoopsie-daisy. I don't think that's going over too well in the great state of Michigan. We have all these field hospitals in New York being dismantled despite beds apparently still being needed. That doesn't make sense either. In South Carolina, there was a parade of boats. Somebody, a friend of mine, sent me a video of this. It was massive. Thousands of boats, it looked like to me, but, you know, Trump 2020 flags. We now have disinfected dice. Vegas now is preparing to open up. They're using a lot of the plexiglass, having people in masks and disinfected dice if they want to start playing again for people that like to play. So we'll get to that. There was this very scary study that the coronavirus shutdown has been twice as deadly as the virus itself. Now, this study comes to us authored by Dr. Scott Atlas, physician, senior fellow, Stanford University Hoover Institution, John Burge, professor of university, Chicago Booth School of Business, Ralph Keeney, who's a professor emeritus in business at Duke University and engineering at the University of Southern California, Alexander Lipton, a visiting professor and dean's fellow at Jerusalem Business School and Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And what they're concluding is this study, the nationwide economic shutdown prompted by corona, has been far more deadly than the virus itself. And they're talking about 195,000 U.S. deaths over the 3 months of lockdown so far. We'll put it up on Hannity.com if you want to read the specifics of it and then make your own mind up. We do have a special amount of stuff happening in the great state of New York that really needs its own segment we'll get to. But we have a big show today. Glad you're with us. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm standing by my position, and some people complaining. I'm just saying I am choosing myself after seeing everything that I've seen, after watching everything I've watched, that if I'm around a lot of people in close proximity, I'll wear a mask. That's it. If you care about other people, I recommend you do the same. If you don't want to, then don't. Because ultimately, people are going to decide what level of risk they want to take on themselves. But remember, your decision could impact the lives of somebody else, somebody that is more vulnerable than you are. And it's only a short period of time. And if it opens up football stadiums, especially, and baseball stadiums, I'll be happier.